the Saturday Light Brigade. And I have a dear friend, somebody who I feel like I've known all my life. It hasn't been my whole life. Reminds me of somebody who once said, have you been doing this your whole life? And the correct answer is not yet. But George Balderas is here from the Balmoral School of Piping and Drumming, and he's brought along three pipers today. How have things been with you and with the school?
Pardon me?
How have things been with you
Good.
And the school?
Good. We were founded back in 1979, so we're celebrating our 30-something year, 33rd or 4th year this year. And things are going well. We had a very successful summer school with 168 students attending our five sessions from coast to coast this summer. And presently we're gearing up for the Balmoral Classic, our big annual Pittsburgh event, which is the U.S. Junior Solo Piping Championship and Solo Drumming Championship, followed by a concert with a world-class pipe band, the New York Metro Pipe Band from New York City.
Now, you mentioned five sessions from coast to coast. I had no idea. What cities were those in?
Well, if we start in Rahner Park, California, at Sonoma State University, and then go to Minneapolis or St. Paul, Minnesota at McAllister College, and then North Central College in Naperville, Illinois. And this year we opened up a new session in Salina, Kansas at St. John's Northwestern Military Academy. St. John's Military Academy. And then we have 3 weeks in Pennsylvania at Shadyside Academy in July, followed by East Stroudsburg University in the eastern part of the state.
It's amazing. And Pittsburgh really is known as a focal point in the United States for piping, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because of its history, the French and Indian War saw the Montgomery Highlanders and the 42nd Highlanders of the Black Watch come with the British forces to Pittsburgh and relieve the siege at Fort Pitt. And then there's been a lot of piping around here since then. Andrew Carnegie had his own personal piper, who was a very famous piper from Scotland, Angus McPherson. And the first bagpipe society in the country, one historian says, was formed here in Pittsburgh. Westinghouse in the early 20th century had its own pipe band. And then, of course, later on, Carnegie Tech, and then the first bagpipe major in the world. That is, the first institution to offer a Bachelor of Performing Arts degree in bagpipe music was Carnegie Mellon University in the mid-80s.
And even Baldwin High School with its bagpipe program. And then on top of that, we also have Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania has bagpiping as well.
All right. There were a lot of schools. Carnegie High School used to have a bagpipe band. A lot of them have gone under, but we're trying to revive them. Grove City was a hotbed for piping as well for many years.
Well, we're going to hear from three pipers this morning, and we'll get a chance to talk with our first performer in a bit. His name is Paul Luke Park. And can you tell me anything about Paul, George?
Well, Paul's 10 years old now, Paul, and he's been studying with me for about 2 years and has attended the Balmoral School of Piping both summers. He's also taken lessons from Pipe Major Brian Donaldson, retired of the Scots Guards, who is our principal instructor at the Balmoral Schools.
So we'll take a listen to Paul. I think you'll probably recognize the song that he is about to play. And then we'll talk with him. But let's give a very nice welcome and also our attention here at the Saturday Light Brigade to Paul Luke Park. That was beautifully done, Paul. And come on over and have a seat by this orange microphone, and we'll have our next performer get ready while we're talking with you, and that's going to be Glenna Van Dyke, and we'll make way for you to get up to those microphones. So, Paul, you're 10, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you go to school?
Harvest Baptist Academy.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
Vandegrift.
What's so nice to have you here. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to who brought you here or who might be listening?
My mom.
Oh, that's very nice. What got you interested in learning how to play the pipes?
I thought it was a very interesting instrument, and it's very old. And I think it's a very cool instrument.
How did you discover it? What was the first time? Do you remember?
Yes, it was in West Virginia. It was a Scottish. It was a Scottish festival, and my mom said you should start to play the bagpipes, and that's where I started loving them.
Well, that's great. Now it must be very hard. I've never tried to play. Is it hard to learn?
No, it's very easy.
And do you have to practice a lot?
Yes, sir.
I would imagine it would take a lot of practicing. What else do you like to do?
I like to play my piano.
And do you have any other hobbies or special interests?
Playing with my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Molly.
Now, does Molly, when you practice and play, does Molly hang out with you?
Yes, sir.
That's a good sign all the time. I know sometimes pets get a little jealous of the musical instrument when you're playing. And that was Scotland the Brave, right, that you just played?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded very good. Have you thought at all about what you might like to be when you're older?
I would like to be a bagpiper and an archaeologist.
You can do both. That sounds great. And I have to ask you one more question. It is radio, but you are wearing a felt cap of sorts with an emblem on it. And can you describe what you're wearing, or at least the significance of it, the crest? And George can, too. It may just be decorative, but it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's called a Glengarry. And Paul competed at the Ligonier Highland Games last weekend, or 2 weekends ago. So he's wearing it today as well. The emblem, I think, is the Scots Guards crest.
Excellent. How was the competition?
Very good.
Good. Did you do okay?
Sort of. I made second place.
That's very good. That's very, very good. It's hard to even compete, let alone to a place like that. That's fantastic. Now, how long have you been studying?
A couple weeks.
Oh, no. When did you start playing?
I'm sorry. Oh, about two.
Oh, that's right. George mentioned is before you played about 2 years or so. So that's pretty good. I mean, to get that accomplished in just a couple weeks, George,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for tuning in. The Balmoral School of Piping and Drumming is here today. I have to tell you that at 6:15 this morning when I was mentioning you would be here, I corrected myself immediately, but I said Balmoral School of Piping and Drumming and Dancing. And I said, wait a minute, I don't think you're teaching Scottish dancing.
Teaching. No.
I don't know why that came off my lips, but I immediately corrected myself. Can you tell us about our next performer? We have Glenna Van Dyke coming up.
Yes, Glenna has been studying not as long as Paul, I think since February of this year, if I'm not mistaken. And she also plays clarinet. I think she's the first clarinet player in her school orchestra. And she's been coming along very well.
Well, let's take a listen. We'll talk with her afterwards, just as we did with Paul. This is Glenna Van Dyke. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Boy, there's a lot of things I want to ask you about now. And we'll get Bud once you – we'll have you just change seats with Bud as he gets up. And Bud, I want to be sure you're relatively in between these. That's perfect when you play, so we can be sure we hear you okay. Now, the thing – one thing I noticed, Glenna, is the breathing is hard, isn't it? You really – have to figure out a way to make that move continuously, because you had no bellows, right? You were just breathing clearly into it. Is there a name for the kind of pipe she was playing?
Yeah, she's and Paul and Glenna were playing a practice chanter, which is an instrument you blow directly into. It's much quieter than the bagpipes, but we all use practice chanters, no matter how advanced we are, to learn tunes.
And I would imagine, maybe I'm going to give you an analogy, but if you're playing baseball and you might put a weight on a bat to make it harder to swing, when you take the weight off, and that would kind of be like putting the bellows on, maybe, so it helps to train your breathing a little bit.
Well, just a clarification, it's the bag, not the bellows. We do use bellows on other types of bagpipes that are pumped with the other arm, but we're dealing now with all bagpipes that are mouth-blown. So,
but this really, with the practice changer. Pipes, it really seems to me it would really force you to develop your breathing.
Yes, but the bagpipe itself requires a lot more pressure.
Is that right?
Yeah. The point of the practice chanter is to perfect your fingering, and I'd say about 80% or more of bagpiping is accurate, precise fingering.
Now, I was curious, Glenna, because you play clarinet, and I was watching you. It's certainly different than clarinet.
Oh, yeah, it's really different. Like, the way you hold your fingers is a lot different, and the way you breathe, it's just a whole different world. It was really hard to adjust from clarinet to bagpipe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How do what's it like going back and forth?
It's pretty hard at first. I kept holding my chanter like a clarinet, and George had to keep correcting me, but I'm pretty good with it now, so.
And what about in band or orchestra? Are you able to still play clarinet?
Oh, yeah.
That probably comes more naturally.
It does.
So how long have you been studying with George?
About 6 months.
Wow. You sounded very good for
Thank
that
you.
Short a period of time. Now, how old are you?
12.
And where do you go to school?
Dorseyville Middle School.
Oh, terrific. And which is Fox Chapel School District, mm-hmm. right? I've been out there. It's been a while since I've been there. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anyone?
My grandma Dorothy's listening out there, so I just want to say hello.
Terrific. And what do you like to do when you're not piping?
When I'm not piping, I like to play my clarinet, obviously.
Any hobbies or subjects in school you especially like? Or
I like social studies a lot, and it interests me, like history and all of that.
What got you interested in learning to play bagpipes?
Well, my sister Irish dances, so ever since she was really little. And we would go to the Pittsburgh St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part would always be watching the bagpipers go by, because, you know, they're so loud and they're so majestic. And soon I wanted to learn how to play them. And that's what brought me here.
That's terrific. And George, as I think about it, I'm not sure that I have met an adult woman bagpiper. I'm sure there are.
Oh, there are.
But I'm not. Is it rare?
Well, rare, I wouldn't say rare anymore. There's a lot of women bagpipers. Betsy McFarlane is the pipe major of the McDonald Pipe Band here in Pittsburgh, and there's several female players in that band. On the international level, some very good female pipers have won the top competitions in Scotland.
Well, that's good to hear, mm-hmm. Because I was just trying to think. I hope you'll come back when you're playing the full bagpipes.
I will.
Have you thought about careers? It's kind of early in life, but do you know what you might like to do? We have an archaeologist and bagpiper in Paul Luke Park. What about the future for Glenna Van Dyke?
I haven't thought about it much lately. Maybe an author writing books. I'd still play the bagpipes, of course. Maybe the clarinet, too.
Yeah, musical instruments end up being lifelong I was going to say friends. That's not quite the right word, but lifelong passions. You know, you can keep them with you whether you choose to do it professionally or just continue to grow in mastery from day to day. What's nice to have you here. Let's meet our next performer and our last performer. His name is Bud Brizuela. And can you tell me about Bud? I might have had – is it Brizuela?
It's Brizuela.
Brizuela.
Yeah.
And tell me about Bud.
Well, Bud's been studying with me, I don't know, 4 years. He's a member of the McDonald Pipe Band, and he's competing in grade 4 and has won some firsts and a number of seconds and so on. He did well at the Ligonier Games this year. And he's going to play one of the tunes that he competes with called the 79th Farewell to Gibraltar, which is a four-parted 2-4 competition march.
Beautifully done. And only in Pittsburgh do we have an Italian parade, mostly with the Columbus Day Parade getting ready to start in about 20 minutes or so. And then we have the marching bagpipe also of Bud Brizuela. And it was very hard for me to keep still as you were playing just now. I really just felt myself wanting to march along as you were playing. Playing in that rhythmic, steady cadence has to take a lot of practice and discipline, because I would think you would want to run away with it and just...
That's right.
Is that right?
It's very easy to speed up and lose the tune.
Right? Yeah.
Holding the tempo is important.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, moved to Pittsburgh in 1994 to go to the University of Pittsburgh, graduated in 2000 from there. Been working for the University of Pittsburgh since then. I do IT support currently for the Biological Sciences Department.
And you studied IT?
Actually, I studied political science and studies minor.
You're the accidental IT person, exactly. as they sometimes call him. Now, what drew – so you were drawn to the bagpipes as an adult after working for Pitt. You mentioned you graduated in 2000. Mm-hmm. You've been playing for 4 years. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
I've been playing music since I was 9. I started around his age playing the trumpet in public school, and I went all the way through to the end of high school playing that. Last year of high school, I took up the saxophone as another interest, and I've been playing that primarily since then. Series of random events led me to Scottish music, and I found that Pittsburgh has a rather large piping community, which I had no idea about at the time, a number of teachers. So I got in touch with George, started taking lessons, and it's been kind of a random adventure since then.
Well, I'm curious. A lot of people, we hear about the McDonald Pipe Band, and as with many forms of music or other art, theater, sometimes the practitioners are a very tight community, and not that they necessarily mean to be exclusionary or otherwise, but folks just may be wondering, how could I get the McDonald Pipe Band to play at an event I'm doing, or how could I get a bagpiper to be at my wedding? Tell me about the McDonald Pipe Band. Do you play many gigs every year?
We do parades, shows. We're also a competing band. We have a grade 5 and a grade 4 competing band. So we do quite a lot throughout the year.
And that means these are adult grades, not fourth grade or fifth grade kids.
Correct.
These are because you're in the fourth grade. I believe I heard George say
that's
it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you're a 20-something year old fourth grader. So we want to be or are you 30 yet?
I'm 36.
Oh, you've held up. Bagpiping keeps you young, George.
Mm-hmm. It does.
How does one get a piper to play at a wedding or?
The internet helps a lot these days. I've had a booth at the Pittsburgh Bridal Show for about 13 years, so I get a lot of wedding engagements from that effort. But a lot of people just scan the internet and try to find the best website for the best looking or piper they can find, and I think that's the way a lot of people go about it.
Very interesting. Well, tell me about what's going on. Oh, did you want to acknowledge anybody? I meant to ask you that.
I'll say hello to my wife, Linda.
Excellent. And you sounded good. Now, Paul and Glenna, did you think of anything you had wanted to say that you might have missed as you were listening to other folks talk? Any hellos or shout-outs or deep bits of insight? You both were pretty well-spoken. When we talked, you're in good shape. Okay. Just checking. Sometimes things pop into people's heads. George, I'm curious about how those of us who like to listen to piping and watch it, are there some events coming up? And also, are there classes or opportunities for people to more or less determine with you whether they have the skills to succeed at mm-hmm. playing the pipes?
Well, I teach privately at Calliope House, my house in the north side of Pittsburgh. I also teach an 8-week course 3 or 4 times a year through Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society at Chatham College on Tuesday evenings. So there's a ranked beginner's course and then an intermediate course. And then I'm also teaching a course on Illan piping there at the Chatham College, Chatham University. So that's the primary way I see to get involved with piping.
So if you go to balmoralschool.org, and we've linked to that too, you can find out more about it. And the New York Metro Pipe Band will be here in concert November 10th, 2012, this year, November 10th, at Central Catholic High School. I think we'll be talking about this closer to the event. And just before that, on the same day, is the U.S. Junior Solo Championship for the whole United States right here In Pittsburgh at Central Catholic High School. And this really brings out the best of the best, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah. We'll have probably about 12 teenagers from all across the country that have been competing in the various amateur grades up to grade one. And they'll be competing for trophies and prizes. The Ambassador Dan Rooney Trophy is one of the trophies. And they also will be competing for prize bagpipes that have been donated by McCallum Bagpipes from Scotland and Inverann Bagpipes.
That's pretty exciting to think about that. So November 10th is the date for those events. And you can learn about this and about all things piping at balmoralclassic.org. And although today isn't what we're focusing on, drumming as well, right?
Right. I'm not a drummer, so I don't teach drumming, but we offer it at the schools, and we have some very excellent drumming instructors. And in fact, we opened up the competition at the Balmoral Classic to solo snare drumming about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I, as somebody who does or did, that was my instrument, Glenn. Yours was clarinet, mine was drums. And the ability, a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to play the snare drum. They say, oh, that's easy, it's just a little drum, but to play that with the precision, and especially to have multiple people playing snare drums precisely. The movie Drumline helped a little bit, but that is a tough instrument to play.
It is indeed, yeah.
And fun to listen to and watch. Well, thanks. Anything else you wanted to mention, George?
No, I guess not. Just if you're anyone's interested in learning the pipes, we're at my website is pittsburghpiper.com. And there's also the balmoralschool.org and the balmoralclassic.org websites.
Excellent. Well, thank you, all of you, for being here. Glenna Van Dyke and Paul Luke Park and Bud Brizuela. Thank you. And George Balderos. And best wishes for continued success to all of you at 17
thank
before
you,
11 here
thank
at the you. Saturday Light Brigade.